Chapter 66. Leaving Terry at the airfield to solicit transport from Hank, the mechanic, Rod drove directly to the head of number one shaft of the Sonder Ditch. He jumped from the Volkswagen into the clamouring crowd clustered above the shaft head. Dimitri was wide-eyed and distracted. Beside him, Big King towered like a black colossus. "What happened?" Rod demanded. "Tell him," Dimitri instructed Big King. "I was at the shaft with my gang. A river leapt from the mouth of the drive, a great river of water running faster than the Zambezi in flood. Roaring like a lion, the water ate all the men with me. I alone climbed above it." "We've hit a big one, Rod," Dimitri interrupted. "It's pouring in fast. We calculate it will flood the entire workings up to 66 level in 4 hours from now." "Have you cleared the mine?" Rod demanded. "All the men are out except Delange and his gang. They were in the drive." "They've been chopped, I'm afraid," Dimitri answered. "Have you warned the other mines? We could have a burst through into their workings." "Yes, they're pulling all their shifts out." "Right." Rod set off for the blast control room, with Dimitri trotting to keep up with him. "Give me your keys and find the foreman electrician." Within minutes, the three of them were crowded into the tiny concrete control room. "Check in the special circuit," Rod instructed. "I'm going to shoot the drop blast mat and seal off the drive." The foreman electrician worked quickly at the control panel. He looked up at Rod. "Ready," he said. "Check her in," Rod nodded. The foreman threw the switch. The three of them caught their breath together. Dimitri said it for them. "Red." On the control panel of the special circuit, the red bulb glared balefully at them. The cyclops eye of the god of despair. "Christ!" swore the foreman. "The circuit is shot. The water must have torn the wires out." "It may be a fault in the board." "No." The foreman shook his head with certainty. "We've had it," whispered Dimitri. "Goodbye, the Sonder Ditch." Rod burst out of the blast control room into the expectant crowd outside. "Johnson!" He singled out one of his mine captains. "Go down to the yacht club at the dam. Get me the rubber rescue dinghy. Quick as you can, man." The man scurried away, and Rod turned on the electrician foreman as he emerged from the control room. "Get me a battery hand-operated blaster, a reel of wire, pliers, gloves, 2 coils of nylon rope. Hurry!" The foreman went. "Rod!" Dimitri caught his arm. "What are you going to do?" "I'm going down there. I'm going to find the break in the circuit, and I'm going to blast her by hand."
"Jesus!" Dimitri gasped. "You're crazy, Rod. You'll kill yourself for sure."
Rod completely ignored his protest. "I want one man with me. A strong man. The strongest there is. We will have to drag the dinghy against the flood." Rod looked about him. Big King was standing by the banks man's office. The two of them were tall enough to face each other over the heads of the men between them.
"Will you come with me, Big King?" Rod asked.
"Yes," said Big King.